You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Brought to you by Northern Line and Cairo Business Association.
That's absolutely correct. As Big Henry just pointed out, the good folks of K-Road, there's a wonderful selection of bars up there right in the heart of Auckland City. The best culture, nightlife, music, arts, everything that's good about Auckland.
What a fucking street.
It's just right there on K-Road. And so we've got Northern Line. We've got a bit of a crew. We've got Craig, we've got Nico, and we've got Hannah here from Northern Line.
Hi.
Of
course.
It's sticky stuff, you know.
Craig, just tell me a little bit, where is Northern Line? And it, I mean, I know where it is, but this is for the listeners.
Why don't you tell me?
Yeah. Every time I walk past, it is cranking.
Yeah, we're doing pretty well, thanks. We are, I guess, a little oasis away from the lunacy that is K Road. We're just on Beresford Square, so basically just one road back, just off Pitt Street. Little square, probably best known for hospitality wise for the Supper Club, which went for obviously years and was really famous back in the day. Unfortunately, not there anymore, but we have leapt into the mantle. So, yeah, we're at number 6, Beresford Square. You can't really miss us. We're the ones with a huge dog outside.
It's the cutest hell dog. It's a humble little spot, actually. Go check it out if you haven't, everyone. It's a beautiful. You're right, it is kind of shelter from the storm.
Yeah. I mean, we get a lot of hospo in there, you know, just before they're going to their shifts, and a lot of people use it as a kind of place to go before they go out, or a place to come back to after they've been out. So we're kind of that kind of community pub. Rather than a kind of cranking bar, we just stay quite pretty much busy all the time. So it's good for us.
Yeah. What's the sort of the vibe in there? I notice obviously the name and your accent. Has it got a sort of a UK?
Damn, 15 years I've been here. I thought I'd go. Still there, yeah. Yes, I am from the north of England, hence the Northern Line. The other part of that was I used to I've been involved in bars for 25, 30 years, and I used to work in London a lot, as most everybody did, and the last bar that I had was just off Leicester Square. So I was on the Northern Line.
Like on the Monopoly.
Yeah, just like the Monopoly. That's the London Underground will be really pleased that you know it for a game and not for the 6 million people it transfers to from work every day. So I kind of was looking for a theme that would work to try and make as near as I could get to a British pub in an Auckland City setting, and that's what I've tried to do. So the vibe is very come in. The bar staff are the same, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean we like consistency, so you know who you're talking to. We know you by name. We know what you want to drink. Everybody feels comfortable.
Even the lighting and the aesthetics, it's all very warm and welcoming.
That's the idea. Yeah, it's just about being inclusive, and you know, obviously we're in a massively diverse area, and we just want everybody to be in and everyone to get on, you know. So that's what we do.
That is true K-Road spirit, I feel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think this is what the Cocktail Corner is about to me. I don't know anywhere else, and even in London, you know, you would never get this kind of thing where interestingly in this industry your best friends tend to be your biggest competitors. You know, but to be able to just have an open share of information and share of the wealth and share of the people and share of ideas. We all have different themes, we all have different ideas, but we have the same drive, and that is to get everybody together.
Yeah. You know? I mean, cocktail is such a craft as well, so one person will make a pretty standard cocktail very different to the way someone else makes it.
Absolutely. I do a mean lager and lime.
Are you going to say and lemonade?
Well, I was going to, I didn't know whether anyone would know what a lager top is.
Some kind of shit.
Well, it's a lager with a top of lemonade in it. You can take that
Don't
one for free. And I'll leave all of the cocktail making to the professionals like Nico, who sat right by myself.
Perfect. Yeah. What's on the menu?
Nico, there's multiple glasses out on the desk up here. What is on the cards? What are
on
we
the
drinking?
Cards. Today we're doing like a little take on a Bramble, which is a English cocktail made by a guy called Dick Bradsell, not to be confused with Brad Dicksell.
Who also works on K Road, only in a completely different industry.
It's my drag name. Yeah, so we're doing that, and we're just going to lengthen it with a bit of Fever Tree Elderflower Tonic, which we have kindly been gifted by Eurovintage today.
Amazing. Really, well, I guess talk us through like the method and the ingredients. Yeah. Just let us know exactly how, you know, like, do I need 30 mils of this and blah blah blah, and the order of things.
Cool. So today we're using Martin Miller's gin, which is actually quite a new gin. It was like made first in 1999.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, just as young as we are.
That's kind of how gin rolls out. It's like quick to make. Vintage gin is not really. It's like
vintage gin.
The fresher it is, the better.
Love a good vintage gin.
Because of the botans.
The botans.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a pretty interesting gin because they distill the botanicals in two batches.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they do the earthier botanicals in one batch, and then they do the citrus in another, and then they combine them together. And then add a cucumber distillate afterwards, which means it's super fresh and light.
It smells good. It's like Icelandic water and English ingredients.
Yeah, oh, does a 3,000 kilometer round trip.
Sorry, how much? 45 mils?
We're doing 40 mils of the Martin Miller's today.
Yeah. John's just writing stuff down.
Yeah, save it for later. And then we've got 20 mils of lemon. Ooh.
Yeah, I got that down.
Yeah, and then
okay,
10 of sugar syrup. I just put a little bit less in for you guys, because...
Did you just catch my waistline?
Both of yours, actually.
And we just...
Oh, shit!
Neither of you guys are getting away with these large shirts.
We can joke about me, but do not joke about John's waistline.
We just felt you were sweet enough.
I'll put a little extra in your one, babe. It's all good. But yeah, I've just dropped the sugar down because I made a... hibiscus and Sichuan syrup, which we're using on top instead of a blackberry liqueur, which
what
is in the traditional...
Okay, that's a blackberry.
White shirt, that's what you gotta say about that.
Blackberry
stuff.
Liqueur.
Yeah, that's the traditional bramble.
That's the traditional bramble.
Is that sort of something I can find at the liquor store?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just look for cassis or something along those lines.
You mentioned you had a sweet tooth. You'd really like it.
Yeah.
So tell us about what you've made, though. What is it? What was it?
This guy,
something
here.
Bramble?
No, that's the original name of the...
This one, it's labelled hibiscus and Sichuan.
Sichuan.
Yeah, like
the
Chinese one.
Yeah, so, I don't know, hibiscus is really dope. And, like, we get a lot of it over here in the summertime, which is really good. And Sichuan because I like Sichuan.
Well,
who doesn't like Sichuan? Yeah. I feel like I judge people if they don't. You know?
What is this going to add? Well, like, what's the difference between this and the... blackberry.
And the blackberry? Well, the blackberry is just a bit more sweet and berry flavored with actual berries, whereas hibiscus tastes like berries, but it's not from berries, it's from the flower. And I've added Sichuan for like that lemony, peppery aftertaste.
It might dance
Do you guys want to try some?
I mean, I smelt it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, you know, chug it back.
Don't lip it. You can't. It's not going to. I think wait for the cocktail.
We'll wait for the cocktail.
Yeah, cool.
Bad things are going to happen if we turn that upside down.
All right, sweet. So I've just added all of those into the glass.
What was the measurement of the hibiscus and...
Oh, well, I'm going to put that on afterwards. It's about 15
It's starting to sound like a cop, bro.
Mils?
Just relax.
It's more like a drizzle than a...
Yeah, I'm going to drizzle it over the top afterwards.
Wow, so build it up with the ice.
And then we've got some crushed ice here too.
Oh, so I see what's happening now.
We're getting real slushy on
The hibiscus and Sichuan are going to make kind of a shave ice, get your shave ice situation on top of this.
Cool. And we're going to top that with the elderflower tonic. Oh.
It's like a flower fight.
Yeah, it's pretty floral.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
Oh, see? Can you shave us?
Woo!
No, you're not watching, John.
He missed it. That was like
the crucial point. It's just like you do that, you know, the old slushies.
Does everyone remember that crazy British dude that, like, used to make ice shave ice things? And he'd be like, shave us, get your shave us!
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I didn't have one of those bottles, but that would have been fun. Squeeze that shit over.
Well, after I'd finished that gig, I came over and opened a bar.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Have a little taste.
Rad. Do you know what? It kind of looks like a massive, like, one of those mineral salt lamps.
Yeah. Himalayan salt lamp.
Yeah, I forgot to bring you guys straws, so you're going to have to get your face right in there.
I set John up, I guess.
Just how we like it.
Oh, it's cool how that hibiscus and whatnot is sort of dripping through. Looks very psychedelic.
Oh, it's really nice.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. There's loads
going on here.
Yeah.
I got the tonic up front, but I'm assuming that's probably just because it went in last.
Yeah.
But I'm getting more
as the
hibiscus and Sichuan is coming off the ice. I'm getting a bit of notes of that.
Oh, do you want to tell me about the mouthfeel, guys?
It's nice and dry, but I know it's dry from the tonic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give these other ones a bit of a stir.
Did you put lemon or lime in there? Lemon.
Lemon today.
Actual lemon juice in there.
Some fresh stuff. That actually came from Pairoa, those lemons.
Oh. Yeah.
Does this have a name at the Northern Line there on Beresford Square?
I was actually going to ask you guys if you could help with that.
Yeah. Okay, listeners, that's you. 5395, text us in what you'd name this cocktail. Hints, it's quite floral. There's gin in there. It's got a shave ice quality.
It's got Sichuan in it.
It's got some. There you go.
Someone's just said, hi, just tuned in. What's the pub you're talking about? I'm at the airport.
Okay. Yeah, just turn left.
Just keep going. Yeah, just get a quick Uber through the tunnel.
Yeah, when the Northern Line Bar and Social is our full...
Sort of top of Pitt Street where it meets K Road, and just sort of the first step of shops, and just back from there on Pitt Street, really. Yeah. Yeah. Opposite where the old...
For everyone who's familiar with the Supper Club, just... Opposite the Supper Club, where that used to be.
You'll see us. We'll be cranking.
Soon it'll be where the train stop is.
Exactly. Yeah. It'll be where you're waiting for your train that's delayed.
You can have one of these. Fantastic. What's good is it's got enough ice in it that you have a sip, and then it kind of just like rebuilds itself, and you just
looks like it's like a never-ending drink. Yeah. And it keeps changing. It's
fantastic.
Great.
It's very, very nice.
Oh, yeah.
I like it a lot.
Thank you, darling.
Craig, there's Nico, Hannah, and the good folks up there on K Road. Get out, support the bars, restaurants, and music venues up on K Road. And that's all I got to say. Thanks for coming in.
No worries. Come see us.
Check out the Northern Line.
See you soon.
Thanks, team.
Thank you.
Red Dragon. Thank you for having us.
Red Dragon, that's good.
The Sichuan Salt Lamp.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
The Sichuan Salt Lamp is the winner.